You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
Braylon Allen, you know, he got some work, you know, behind Breece Hall this week, and it was a close game. So it's not like he only came in when Breece Hall was banged up, or I'm sorry, was done, right? And he was like off the field. They were kind of interchanging, you know. Listen, he's not going to score two touchdowns every week, but because they like Braylon, he could get some opportunity here and there. The offense is decent enough where there could be, you know, a game here or there where you end up throwing Braylon in your lineup and you end up getting lucky. That's how I see this. Like, Braylon Allen is not somebody you really want to put in your lineup and start, but he is a solid depth piece. He's a solid, like, oh man, I have to start a running back. Okay, whatever. I'll just throw Braylon Allen in there and hope for the best because he is probably going to get touches. And then number two, he is like one of the best handcuffs in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
In fantasy. I mean, to Breece Hall.
The eye test is amazing. And if he wasn't playing behind Breece Hall, he'd be like, man, this guy is set for a huge season. But Breece Hall also looks really good himself. So that's one thing. The other thing that has me encouraged about him, just even as a baseline play, is the receiving utilization that the running backs are getting in this offense. It's not just Breece Hall. Like, Braylon Allen's also getting targets from Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers is dumping the ball off a lot. And I think that'll change as he gets more comfortable, but right now it's a lot of targets to the running backs. I think he's going to be useful at least the next couple of weeks, without a doubt. I think you can put him in your lineup, but Breece Hall is still the guy. It doesn't, him playing as well as he did last week doesn't make me any less bullish on Breece Hall. And we're not saying that Braylon Allen is going to continue to eat into his workload, because I think Braylon Allen is going to cap out at 25% of opportunities at the most. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think Breece Hall is going to get his the whole time. He's going to have command of the offense all season.